So you're saying that the winds are in a state of anarchy now?
Well, they're blowing in all directions simultaneously. That's what your news, that's what even your science, so you know how we feel about science, they're just waiting on to disprove what they didn't disprove already, so it gets a bit ridiculous after 2.3 seconds. But the whole point, all winds are blowing the same direction, same time. That's what's happening when the winds have been released. They've been held in abeyance. Well, they've been released now, so you now have the opportunity. Choose.
Where does the choice emanate from? Before it was out of fear, it was out of survival, chasing the American dream, all these motivating memes that have directed people's choice. Where should it come from now for our next jump?
Good. Well, it's kind of fun because now your American dream is how to raise your credit card limit on your national debt. That becomes your dream. And then the problem, Evan, now here's go. You talk about the dilemma. Here's the issue. It's not whether or not we're going to raise the debt limit. That's not the question. That's not the question. The better question is, if you had printed enough of money to pay what you already owed, there wouldn't be enough cotton or enough trees on the planet to print that much money. Forget what you're spending. They're trying to get spending under control. But if you never spend another dime, it'd take every tree on the planet and all the cotton you'd ever produce to print enough of money to pay the debt that you already owe. Now, we're not even talking about the vigorish. We're not even talking about the debt service. Forget that. Just what you owe. You jump from having money in the bank to trillions, multi 70, 80, 90, 120 trillion. Don't tell them what a gazillion is or they'll be owing that. So that's the dilemma. So now all of a sudden debt means nothing. All that means is debt means nothing. Well, once debt means nothing, all of a sudden now you have a new dilemma. So that opens an opportunity. This dilemma, okay, creation, human creators, you, Evan, will use you and your listeners, because there's many, many, many of your listeners who are with it. They get it. They get this. They've listened to all the blah, blah, gobbledygook mess, and it just sort of keeps on trudging down the tracks. But now they've come into a position where they start to see the obvious individual power. Used to, everybody had to get to the lucky box, and everybody had to watch what everybody else was watching to see what everybody else was watching so they'd know what Lady Gaga was wearing. And we love us some Gaga, and she loves us too. All is good. But that now, all of a sudden, there's so much choice. There's so much choice that now it's basically made the significance of anything a no thing. So now a vacuum, creation works from a vacuum. It pulls into itself. From the event horizon to the singularity. And you're asking about the shift, the jump from here to here. From the event horizon, the cuspis of the black hole, as it were. It's a metaphor, but the cuspis of the black hole to the singularity, which is where you come into your individual place of power. That's what we're talking about. And you're asking about the jump from the edge to the singularity. And that's what's next. Is the individual opportunity for human creators to decide to come into their place of power or not.